The Alpha Sessions.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alpha Sessions. I'm Gigi Harland. I'm in the studio with Alice SK. Welcome. Hello.
Hey, Gigi. Thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to be here.
We've been having a lovely chat off camera, out of session anyway, because we've got a few mutual friends. But just for anybody just joining the conversation, which is everybody.
Yeah.
could you walk us through how did you start writing songs, playing music? Like, take us from the beginning, how you got into this mad, weird and wonderful world.
So from the very beginning, I started playing guitar when I was about seven or eight. My dad is a vicar and my mum would lead worship in church with him. And so my mum would teach me and my siblings guitar, and I would sometimes play on my tiny acoustic guitar in church. And that's kind of when, and like being around worship music as well, kind of, just filled like a special like place in my heart, really. And made me fall in love with music slightly, but was always just like a bit of a hobby. And then got quite unwell when I was about like 9, 10. And as we were talking about this earlier, I picked up piano, and I just found like it was just such a great outlet for everything that I was feeling as this small like 10-year-old. I would just sit and play piano and write poems for hours on end, and then started kind of combining the two, and that's really how I started like songwriting.
You kind of making a bed for your a musical bed for your poetry, or did you kind of find that you wrote the two things at the same time?
I think I like that way of saying it. I think actually at the time it was a musical bed for the poetry. Because I started writing poems and short stories when I was, just really young. I think just from always that I can remember, you know, finding stuff from when I was 5, some like little scrawls and stuff. But then realized I was like, I'll save a lot of time if I actually... just put the piano with the with the poems, and then it's done in one.
It's like an extra adding the instrumental to it kind of helps to amplify the emotion of the words, I find, especially an instrument like piano. There's just something about a sound of a piano
to me
that just cuts straight through to the heart. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of almost like strings.
True. I feel as though, like, and I think especially, I don't know, there's something so therapeutic about playing the piano, to be honest. I think, like, in the way that you can just, like, close your eyes and just, like, run your hands up and down the keys.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Yeah, like, it's, and as opposed, I definitely would say, like, piano is more my instrument than guitar is, even though I've been playing guitar for a lot longer.
Right.
I just find, as you said, like, it's like the sound of a piano, just really like it cuts into the soul, like it gets you, I think, it gets you going, really.
I think if you've grown up also playing in like a spiritual space, I don't know, like there's so many musicians that grew up like playing in worship spaces, like Whitney Houston, like for one,
one of my
personal heroes. I think it does just, when you're in an atmosphere of peace and kind of the metaphysical, like, so if there's like a grandeur to it at the same time, it just it does hit you emotionally. It's kind of like there's a reason gospel music feels the way that it does.
100%. Like, I was watching actually the Elvis documentary the other day.
It's so good.
And like, actually what was so interesting was how, I mean, obviously you kind of know with Elvis, like, especially when he did his gospel album, and we're crying in the chapel. I can't remember if that's actually what the album's called, but you forget, like, his whole music career was based from when he was like about 9 years old and going and like singing in gospel churches and being around that music. And that's how he became just the most like amazing musician. And I think that you're right. Like, it taps into something. When you're singing in that environment, like, you tap into something that is a lot more like, that's just greater than you, and you're connecting with other people as well. And that's what I love, and that's what I try like get across when I'm on stage doing my own stuff as well.
Yeah.
Is just tapping into your audience and to people who are around you, and just being like completely grounded and present through the music, and again, like something with which we were discussing earlier, which is what was great about live music, is that, yeah, it's not about, I feel like it's not about you, and I have this when I'm like singing in church as well, like it's not about me, it's not about me like trying to like satisfy my ego.
Yeah,
it's about the music and it's about connection. And yeah, I think that that is, that's again like something that I definitely learned from when I was younger from singing in church and stuff, which is nice.
It's such a gift in many ways, because you're, I think when you're, because you've grown up playing in a sense live in like a community space, I think that is such a gift, especially today when everything can be so much about like how you're perceived through a lens or how you curate yourself on social media, to have that start where it's just about like being in the room, connecting with people, like looking at people's faces. Hearing the sound of a choir like singing together. It's like, I think it's really special. And I think that's the thing, that AI can do what it wants. You know, the world can develop the way that it wants, but we'll never, I don't think humans will ever lose that. That need to like connect to that something greater. It's like the oldest human need.
Definitely. Like, I think that, I actually was having this conversation with my family like fairly recently about how, and my brother was saying how the AI will be able to do like everything that humans can do, but better. And the thing is, I think you're right, like the one thing that you are never going to be able to do over technology is that like true form connection.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, people get it in different ways, but I think like music is a massive way of how that's done. And I think, yeah, you're right with like social media stuff. It's about, and I do think you can actually be authentic over social media, and I do think you can get like a point across.
Totally.
And I think you can get like yourself across as well. But you are still, at the end of the day, you are always, it's always about, as you said, like perception.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being like being in a space and being present in a space. Because you can go back and watch it. You can go back and watch yourself, which is so weird.
Yeah, like, and start overthinking every aspect, whereas you can't really, like when you're stood on a stage, you're like, you're there doing the thing with people in front of you. There's not really any time or space, mental bandwidth to start thinking like, how are people going to perceive me or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just have to, like you just have to be there and be in the moment and just do the best you can do.
And
if you're present, then that's probably going to be pretty good. So
everyone's going to win in the end.
Exactly, definitely.
Your music has a feel of, it's kind of, when I was listening to it, I thought bossa nova, 60s noir. It's kind of got that jangly kind of Western guitar, which I absolutely love, and a little bit of a jazz vibe too.
Yeah.
Did you listen to a lot of that growing up? Did your family play a lot of it? Or is that, like, what's your journey been through those styles?
So 60s, like, definitely grew up, like, around that type of music. And I think, and jazz, like jazz and blues are basically like, was one of the reasons I got into singing. Just those like old school artists like Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, like who else? I mean, like Dinah Washington, like all of these people, like. To name a few, it's like those, like the blues and jazz artists was really when I first like heard people like that sing, I thought I want to sing like that. Like I want to like make music like that.
Yeah.
And I tried to be honest, like I think by accident or on purpose, like who knows really, but really took a lot of like from like vocal tones and performance from that.
Yeah.
And the bossa nova side of things, bossa is an interesting one because I wasn't actually influenced by bossa, but the guy, so Mooka, who I work with and who produced like some of my tracks.
Shout out Mooka. We love Mooka.
Yeah, shout out to Mooka. I'll let him know that this is happening. And he's Brazilian, so he's very influenced by bossa. Uh-huh. So I worked on some tracks with him, doing vocals and doing lyrics, which has been really fun. Like, so it's less stuff that I've written, but it's more like I love singing on that type of music. It's very free. It's nice to do something, nice to do something like a bit different.
Yeah, to like develop your sound.
Yeah, exactly. Like different chord sequences and And you can take that and put that into that like indie folk sound as well, which I think is quite cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, talking of which, we're going to hear your first track, Electric. So this is Alice SK with Electric.
Has anybody told you you're electric? 'Cause baby, you really are in my mind. I'm sure you heard this more than once or maybe twice, but you're electric and you set my world alight. I'm not saying that I'm in love or that I think about you all of the time. Well, I just thought you should know in case you hadn't been told that you're electric and you set my world on fire. Has anybody told you how to think or feel? 'Cause I got people telling me what to do. I love the time. I sometimes don't know what is right or what is real. I just know you're electric and you set my world on fire. I'm not saying I'm in love or that I think about you all of the time. Well, I just thought you should know in case you hadn't been told that you're electric and you set my world on fire. You set my world on fire. I'm not saying that I'm in love or that I think about you all of the time. Not saying I desperately need your touch or that I want to make you only mine. Well, I just thought you should know in case you hadn't been told that you're electric and you set my world on fire.
The Alpha Sessions.
That was stunning. Thank you so much, Alice SK with Electric. Your voice, I'll just pick back up on the previous point. Your voice, you mentioned singers like Ella Fitzgerald, Dina Washington, all people with so much texture mm-hmm. in their voice. And that was one of the first things that I picked up when I heard your music, was there's so much character and personality in your voice, and it really lends itself to like the kind of lyrical storytelling that you do. It's like I'm honed in on what you're saying straight away. The first thing that jumped out to me was your voice.
Oh, great. That's good. And I think that I'm glad you like picked up on the storytelling point of the music. I think that's really why I write is that I want to create stories mm-hmm. and I want to get a feeling across and try like connect with whoever's listening to it some way or another. Maybe it's through the lyrics, maybe it's through the vocals. But I do find, yeah, I find like, I accompany myself with like a band or with a piano or guitar. But the main point, and we were just talking about an artist who you're interviewing later today,
mm-hmm.
Ella Clayton, and you said about her vocals that you wouldn't even, like, it's so powerful that you know exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, and the lyrics are just an extra bonus.
Yeah.
And I think that as like a vocalist, like that is something that you really do like strive to achieve, where it's like honing in on a feeling and trying to get that across, that even if somebody who's walking past who had no idea what you're saying knows exactly what you're thinking. I think that for a, that's something that I like work quite a lot on. Like, yeah, telling stories like through lyrics, but also just through your tone.
Through the tone of your voice, and also like through the sonics as well. Like, I think you and Ella are both people that like you could be singing in a language that I didn't speak,
mm-hmm.
but I still know exactly like how I'm feeling about it just through how you're emoting the song, your tone, and through the sonics.
Mm-hmm.
But talking of sonics, so you were just touching on before, you're kind of developing your sound and starting to move in like a new direction,
mm-hmm.
Or just following a different thread.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you working with at the moment? What's the process for that?
So I'm working on an album at the moment, which is awesome. Really exciting.
Congrats.
And thanks. Yeah. And like, yeah, buzzing for that actually. And working with a few different people. I mean, so Mooka and I are still doing some bits together.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing a lot more kind of writing with the band, which is nice. So we've been playing live a lot. Like, I've got a really solid group of people who I play with now. And I like getting their ideas on the music, whereas before I was very, like, I think about 5 years ago I would have a track and I said, this is exactly how I want it. Whereas now, you know, just getting, especially people who play live with you and can, like, feel how you are, getting their ideas on like a track is really nice. So we're doing some recording at the moment with a band, and one of my mates from church, like one of my best friends, he's working on the main kind of body of the album with me.
Awesome.
Which is fun. So just working with like a few different people on like writing and production. And just trying to go into a bit more of a like I don't know, maybe a bit more like experimental sound.
Mm.
Just basically like letting loose a bit. I think like I get quite uptight with my music, and I think that actually just chilling out and thinking this is meant to be fun and like this is meant to be a process. Like even in 10 years time, I wouldn't do a track exactly that way. It's like, well, it's how I did it now.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of mindset that basically I'm trying to chill out of it is the thing.
It's a good thing though, because how would you feel if you got to 10 years down the line and your stuff sounded exactly the same as it did 10 years ago?
Yeah, well, you'd
be like, am I growing?
You think you're done. Yeah, you'd be like, well, I'm doing something kind of wrong. I'm not open to growing. And I think that's it. It's like at the moment, it's just like working with different people, chatting to different people, and like, but also staying focused on your path. I think like,
yeah,
reading this book at the moment, and it's just some guy who I'm going to be doing some music bits with on less like artist stuff, more as a vocalist.
Mm.
And he gave me one of his books that he's written, and it's sick. Like, it's called Perfect Vision, and it's essentially about trying to like stick with your path.
Yeah.
But also take like influence from other people, but not getting like bogged down with like other people's opinions.
Yeah.
So that's kind of something that I'm trying to work on at the moment. Like,
amazing.
It's like a personal thing. Yeah.
I mean, even if you're working with someone that's written a book, that already sets the tone for like your if you've written a book about that subject, you're probably going to be going into quite a lot of like a deep place.
Yeah.
When you're making
exactly.
your music, it already kind of sets the tone for a bit of experimentalism.
Yeah,
and that's
100%.
Really cool, because if you're, I think if you're making an album, like, it's almost like a kind of pregnancy in a way.
Yeah.
That's how I think about it. You're going through, like, such a gestational mm-hmm. period. So if you're with someone that can really, like, hold your hand and, like, guide you and just kind of, like, be a container for that.
Yeah, definitely.
You're in a really good situation. And you guys are friends anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like you kind of have that understanding.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, so it's good. So, yeah, I'm excited about, like, I'm excited about what's to come. There's a track which like I'll play for you guys in a sec, and it's we're recording that one at the moment called Hollywood Sunset, and I'm really like really excited about that because I think it's again because it's like because I've essentially allowed other people to give their opinions on the track. Mm-hmm. It's going to a space which I wouldn't when it was written. I had a vague idea, but it's now really coming to light, and that's so exciting to right. see. You're like, oh, like some, you know, the keys are laid down, and that's giving it a bit more of a jazzy feel
yeah.
when it was written as a rock thing. And it's like, so it's cool. Yeah, I'm excited. So we just, yeah, I just need to like keep kind of cracking on, really.
Yeah, it's cool. You get to hear the song in a few different guises, in a mm-hmm. way, a few different iterations, and then choose which one feels the most true.
Definitely.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Cool. Well, you're going to play us next your track, Build Me Up.
Yeah.
This song was released last year.
Yes.
So is this a prelude to the music that you're going to have coming out?
Yes. So this will be, yeah, so as I said, working on an album at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So Build Me Up's definitely going to be featured on there, which will be exciting. And it's, yeah, it's a weird one. I mean, weird one with Build Me Up because this was written about 4 years ago.
Mm.
And then only released it last year. But it's one of those tracks that I find, and because obviously, like, you're a great musician as well, and I don't know if you find this with music where it's, you write something and then it doesn't get released or mixed or mastered or whatever for years and then it's released.
It's on a hard drive for a while.
Yeah. By the time you release it, you're like, oh, I don't even resonate with this at all.
Uh-huh.
Whereas with Build Me Up, it's like, it's a song that's about, like, it's about wanting more and like kind of escapism, kind of just like, I think it's a bit of both, like kind of trying to escape something and also trying to like reach for more but not really knowing like which one it is.
Mm.
Essentially wanting an adventure but not knowing like how to get there.
Yeah.
And I felt like when I released it last year, that was very much like the mindset that I was kind of in. And it's nice now playing it and being like, oh, I've got a bit more of a direction and like I am now doing a bit more of like adventurous stuff.
So it kind of came for the song itself came full circle in the writing of it. It's kind of like that life imitating art kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And vice versa.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. Well, without further ado, we will hear Build Me Up. This is one for the escapists and the adventurers. Alice SK with Build Me Up.
Down my doorstep and the leaves hit the floor. Trees twisting and shaking, challenge God to give them more. The wind, it hits my window like thoughts circulate my head. And I close my eyes and wonder whether I'm alive or dead. Say that I'm a mover, I stuck myself to solid ground while strangers climb the ceiling, spinning spiders' webs around. What's this peace and beauty that you say we're searching for? Well, no, not me, darling, I just want more and more and more. So build me up and spin me round, 'cause I don't want my feet to be left on solid ground. Pick me up and throw me away, I don't care where I land, I just want to be somewhere out this space. I get nervous, I get worried, so I'd rather run away to New York, to Paris, pack my bag for the sweet escape. I want cities, I want skylines, I want all things bright. Somewhere where no one knows me or sleeps a wink at night. So build me up and spin me round, 'cause I don't want my feet to be left on solid ground. Pick me up and throw me away, I don't care where I land, I just want to be somewhere out this space. Oh, once
so three, darling, move those feet, 'cause I've been waiting all night long. 4, 5, 9, come on, take me tonight, and in the morning I expect that you'll be gone. Oh, 1, 2, 3, darling, move those feet, 'cause I've been waiting all night long. 4, 5, 9, I'm gonna make you mine, and in the morning know that I'll be gone. So build me up and spin me round, 'cause I don't want my feet to be left on solid ground. Pick me up and throw me away, I don't care where I land, I just want to be somewhere out this space.
The Alpha Sessions.
Stunning. Absolutely so stunning. Much. Honestly, your music just transports me somewhere. And I feel like, I almost feel weird saying welcome back. Because yeah. I feel like I've gone somewhere. Stunning song, stunning lyrics. And it really does, when I, on first listen, because obviously I've heard the recorded version mm-hmm. that's on Spotify, and just the line that says, like, I want skylines, I want all things bright. Mm. It reminds me very much of the time where I moved to London from Hereford like, kind of follow music. Mm-hmm. And it was, I totally understand what you're talking about, where it's like you're reaching for an adventure and you're reaching more and you don't necessarily know where that path's mm-hmm. going to take you, or even necessarily what that is or what you want at that mm-hmm. point, but you just know something's calling you and you've just got to find it.
Yeah, definitely.
Are your family kind of supportive of you kind of following this weird and wonderful path?
Yeah, definitely. Like my parents, well, because my dad's actually not musical, to be honest, at all. I bless him. But my mum, yeah, she basically taught me guitar. Mm. And they're just, yeah, my family are amazing. Like, my siblings come to, like, literally, like, all my shows, which is really sweet. And my parents, I think they do get a bit nervous about, like, the path. But I think you've just got to, I think they can see that I've got faith in it and faith in the process. And so that they'll just, so that, yeah, they're great. Like, they just support me and, like,
they'll support that.
Which is nice and do. Yeah, basically, they're very supportive. I think that they like my music. They don't necessarily, they think it's quite a hard path to be, like, trotting down.
Mm, yeah.
But I think, as we kind of spoke about it earlier, like, my dad's a vicar, and you kind of pointed out that, like, you know, he kind of followed that calling. Mm-hmm. So I think they can recognise that in me as well, where it's, like, yeah. being called to do something, even if it's a bit tricky.
Yeah, they understand what it means to work for a vocation.
Yeah,
because I get, in as a vicar, you're very much in service.
Yeah,
to your community. But I don't know about you, but, like, the way I see it is music is also a public service.
Yeah, definitely.
In many ways, you're providing a space, like, mm-hmm. for people to band together. You're providing a point of connection for someone that may not know, like, how to voice how they're feeling.
Yeah,
you're
definitely.
Providing, as we've just said, like, a total escape for mm-hmm. someone that might just want to be in another world for a while,
great.
Be taken somewhere. Like, mm-hmm. That's the way I think of it anyway. I think there sometimes can be this view where music is, like, kind of a frivolous career choice, and it's like, oh, well, you enjoy it, so you don't really work.
Yeah,
but
that's so
what people
true.
Don't understand is it's really hard work.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
fine,
so
you
true.
Put it next to someone who's a doctor or whatever, and, like, I'm not trying to make that comparison.
No, exactly.
But you're working really hard, and it really is a public service.
It's a different. No, I like the way. Yeah, I love that. Like, I think that's cool. Like, I think that because at the end of the day, like, obviously you make music for yourself, and I think that. And I think you should, but also you really do make music for other people. Like, you think, I don't know, I've got this one track, like, called On the Road, and it's about just a really, like, toxic relationship. And that is actually, it's nothing that I have ever experienced, like, luckily.
Mm.
But I've got people and close friends who have.
Yeah.
And I think when being able to kind of write something like that, and, you know, and they've said, oh, that's something I can really connect to. And actually, it's good to know that, like, other people experience that. And mm-hmm. I think that you do, again, like, it comes, I guess, like, it comes back to our point earlier of just, like, music's about connection.
Yeah.
And that you are, I like that you're doing, I love that in my mind, that you're doing, like, a public service when you create music. Like, I think that, because you do obviously love it yourself, but you're also mm-hmm. you are also trying to like stir up emotions in people. Mm-hmm. I think and I think that I do kind of think that with like a track, I'm like, oh, if I have like one person who's like sitting and like crying, like getting their emotions out,
having
or whatever,
that release.
Like having a release to like some music that I've written, then I'm like, sweet, like you're doing something right.
You're doing a good job, exactly. I mean, I'm sure I'd find it very hard to believe that your folks aren't proud of you. You're doing so well. You've garnered support from Six Music's Steve Lamacq.
Yes.
And BBC London.
Yeah,
you've played
great.
Several gigs, headline show, I believe.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing more this year, TBC, you're releasing an album, like you're doing the thing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's I think this year is going to be a good year. I think all kind of coming together. Took a bit of a break from playing live. Well, I've been playing live, but playing live without the band.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last month, I've been like, oh, I feel like a bit of me is like missing slightly. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, right, I just need to get like booking some shows in again, which is coming through like come April. We'll be quite busy with live shows again, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And then come October, hopefully just get releasing this. We'll see how it works, but a few singles coming up in the next few months. And then hopefully the album by the end of the year.
I'm looking forward to all of that. I'll definitely be there next show you play.
Great.
Lastly, we're going to hear your track Hollywood Sunset. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the story of this song before we hear it?
Yeah, so this is either the next single or the second next single. So it basically is coming out about May, June. We haven't got a specific date for it yet. And this track is all about like the fantasy fall. So when you meet somebody once, or you like see somebody across the street, and then before you know it, you've pictured your whole life like with them, you know, and you've literally said hello, and then
I can't relate to that.
Yeah,
what you're talking about.
And then you pictured all the line is like you're spinning around in a white dress, and like it's a bit tap for cheek, to be honest. Like it's a bit silly. And then the ending, so you picture your rise and your decline before it's even, and then you say hello to them if you've just like mm-hmm. passed them on the street, and you're like, oh, I don't even like the sound of your voice, or like you're not the one for me. But it's
my imagination's already done laps. Yeah.
Exactly, like you have no idea what my name is, but I've pictured our whole life together. So it's a bit of a joke, really, and it's just about, I guess, also making a bit of a comment on like dating nowadays. It's so, with like dating apps and stuff, it's so like, okay, one date on to the next, like, and yeah. I've had it. You kind of have to laugh at like yourself and everyone, really, where it's like you go on one date and you're like, oh, I'm in love, and you bow your mum and you're like, oh, I've met the person, and then 2 days later you're like, oh, I'm really, you chew way too loud,
like, and then you're like, and then hopefully nobody asked me, so how's it going?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, it's not happening anymore.
So it's kind of crazy. It's about that. It's a bit of like a joke track, really, but
it's a strange world, like modern dating.
So it's just like, it's about what your imagination can do, and about your mind just like going on like an absolute whirlwind around you.
Brilliant. Well, strap yourselves in for this one, guys. This is Hollywood Sunset by Alice SK.
Bang on the tambourine for me. Say that you adore me tonight. Let go of all inhibitions and I'll spill all my wants and desires. Sidle over your way, I say, hey, can I borrow your life? Before I know I've lost control and I'm playing out a movie in my mind. Fighting romance, and I'm spinning round in my white dress. We say that we're so blessed, riding into Hollywood sunset. Play the bass line to me, try your best to sway and move me side to side. And if you ask me real nicely, I might just do whatever you like. Or do I dare to take a chance on this whirlwind romance and dive in? Close my eyes, kiss my cross, dear Lord, protect me, let's begin. Fighting romance in an arm, spinning round in my white dress. We say that we're so blessed, riding into Hollywood sunset. We're fighting romance in an arm, spinning round in my white dress. We say that we're so blessed.
Sessions.
The tantalising allure of an imagined romance. Thank you,
yes,
Alice.
No worries. Thank you for.
I think you told the story
it.
Brilliantly. That kind of running away with the fantasy of somebody, like before you've gotten to know them, I think is something so many people can relate to.
Yeah.
I know, especially like online dating, especially in London.
I know, it's
dating
crazy.
Apps, like it's a strange place.
I know. I think that's it. You just got to laugh at it, really. Like it's just. Yeah, it's more, it's just about like what, yeah, your, yeah, how your mind just goes on. I think especially like as a creative, it's like before, you can't really help yourself and then you catch yourself doing it and you're like, oh, okay, right, snap out of it. So it's like, that's kind of what the song was about, just like laughing at yourself a bit, really.
Yeah,
like,
it's the mischief the imagination can kind of get up to.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's productive, sometimes it's very unproductive.
Oh yeah, but... I love that, the mischief your imagination can get up to. And that's so, that's a perfect way of putting it, really.
You have to take the good with the bad with it,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Talking of which, what is your favourite place in London for a date?
My favourite place in London for a date?
Yeah.
Oh, nice question.
Where would you take someone?
Where would I take someone on a date? I would see live music. If I'm going on a... I feel like that's a... I tell you where is a nice place for a date, which I have actually been on a date there before, which is... is Green Note in Camden.
Oh, Green Note is great.
Is a great place to. That is a great place to go for a day because it's like, or maybe like the Troubadour on like a Tuesday night where it's like you've got some candles, like you can just like sit and chill and like, and you know, I think especially with Green Note, it's like you know that whatever type of music it's going to be quite good.
Yeah,
and I love it there. Like I think it's such a good vibe. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's quite a good place for a date. And if not, maybe I'll just go to the pub.
Yeah, pubs always classic. I feel like there's nowhere that does like a pub quite like England. Like I went over to Nashville a few years ago, and they had this place called Santa's Pub.
Yeah,
and it's like it's a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas all year round.
Yeah.
So they have Christmas decks in constantly, and it's karaoke.
No.
And it's amazing.
That's
but as
mad.
An English person, I'm like, I don't know why this is a pub.
That's not a pub.
You have Bud Light, there's no ale or anything, and it's not, I don't know, it, like kind of what we were talking about before with like community, I think there's just something really heartwarming about just
an
seeing
English
people
pub.
Get together in
I know,
an English pub.
So I think it is great. I think especially, like, I'm from the countryside, so I'm from Wiltshire.
Yeah.
And, like, that is what you do on the weekends is, like, you put your wellies on, you walk down the river, and then you walk to a pub, and then you sit there.
Sounds ideal. I love it.
I know.
I love it. Well, especially, it's even better if you can go on a date to Green Note when you sell it out.
Yeah.
Like you did.
Oh, yeah, so that was fun. That's probably why I like it. Like,
ideal date. Come to my sold-out show.
Yeah, come to my gig. Exactly. That's what is a good thing to do. Yeah, Green Note was... I just love it. Like, I love to go there. I love playing there. I played there in September. And it's, yeah, I think since I went there a few years ago and just like fell in love with the venue.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I really want to play here and I really want to like sell it out. And then, so that was a nice thing to do in September. I just loved it. It was just like such good vibes. I had like, I don't know, just had like people who really have like supported me there, which was nice. It's like very intimate, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a lovely space actually to.
There's a few really good spaces I find for that kind of music where there's a really attentive audience in London. You have Green Note. You also have like Spiritual Bar in Camden.
Spiritual's great
as well. The Troubadour as well. The Troubadour you have a really good mix because I think because people know it, it's an iconic venue.
Yeah.
You can have like bands there. People go and have a dance. It gets kind of crazy. But then on other nights you have just a really hushed,
just chilled,
audience with rapt attention. It's so cool that still exists, I think.
It's nice, 100%, because I think, like, I don't know, I think also just going and, like, quite like going to those spaces like, on my own as well, because it's like, if I'm terrible at staying in, so I even if I've got a night, like, off, I'm not very good at just sitting and chilling, so I love places like that, because you're like, oh, well, I can go on my own, and I can just sit, and I can just watch the music, and, like, you're not gonna and that's really and those spaces as you said like what they're really for is just to like sit and listen and just listen to the music. It's not to like you don't go to get pissed or like to do whatever. It's so I love those like the smaller like intimate spaces. They're great.
Amazing. Well, where can we expect to hear you, see you in the future? You on social media, you're Alice SK, you're on Instagram.
Yes.
TikTok.
I am on TikTok. I'm trying to get better at the TikTok game, aren't we all? But so Alice SK Music, and then on Instagram, that's my main, that's where I usually like put my stuff out, or my website, alicesk.com. I've got some gigs coming up, so playing at the Troubadour, actually 11th of April, and then playing at Signature Brew in East on the 12th, like a day event that they're putting on, which will be fun. And then a couple more things like coming up, but those are the two, the two like ones kind of in the pipeline at the moment.
Where we can catch you soon, and of course we're very excited to hear the upcoming album as well, whenever it's ready in its own sweet time.
Well, thanks.
I'll be looking forward to that.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry, very vague with dates, and it will be good.
Look,
when
we
it's
need
ready.
Some mystery in music. There's no mystery anymore. This is what
I
we
know.
Need.
It's true. I know it's true. So, so you can find me on the. Find my website or my like Instagram, and that will kind of tell you all you need to know about the releases and upcoming shows and stuff.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been lovely to have a chat.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be part of it today, and great to chat to you as well.
The Alpha Sessions.